Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Unlawful Discharge of a Zeiter Arm. This is a series of crime-based short show titles from the one and only Johnny Davis. My name is Jack, and you are Miles.
Yep.
Here are some things that are trending right now. We, of course, have the continued grilling of Ketanji Brown Jackson, to the Supreme Court nominee, who seems like,
you know,
she's gonna get
you
this.
Got no fucking reason to not confirm this person,
right?
No fucking reason. But again, like we talked about in today's episode, they're looking for every reason to try and malign this person to make it look like, you know, she's not fit to serve as a Supreme Court justice. The funny thing that a lot of people were pointing to was like, prior to these confirmation hearings, like the thing that the GOP is like, this isn't going to be a circus. Okay. Like, we're not going to make this a circus. Cut to the fucking Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey bigotry circus show up with their fucking clown car and just roll out all the stops. They had Lindsey Graham being like, I'll just play this fucking clip of Lindsey Graham asking about her faith or whatever. Check this out.
What faith are you, by the way?
Question.
Sir, I am Protestant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Non-denominational.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you fairly judge a Catholic?
Okay, this is when everyone was like,
"Did Democrats say that? Did Democrats say, could you fairly judge a Protestant when Amy Coney Barrett was being, like, questioned? Is that his point?
Because, I mean...
Also, Amy Coney Barrett is like part of a very strange sect of the Catholic Church that has...
Sect is very charitable.
Right.
Say
very,
cult.
Yeah, very strange beliefs. And so I don't know. But then he like turned it into a chance to like grandstand, right, and like stomp out.
This is the best part because everyone was like, that's such a fucking weird question. You're asking somebody who, again, has more judicial experience than 4 seated justices if they are able to be fair. They didn't get there because they're fucking, you know, all over the place. But again, everyone was like, what kind of question is that? Ketanji has to gather herself an answer.
Senator, I have a record of
judging
everyone.
I believe you can. I'm just asking this question because how important is your faith to you?
She goes on. She's just so confused. Like, this isn't germane to anything except your moment. And eventually he like was in such a huff asking all these like irrelevant questions. He actually left. He bolted from the stage. Yeah.
These tend to be his moments where he gets to, you know,
cry or scream, but it wasn't working. Then Josh Hawley absolutely just fucking further debasing himself, going on this whole tangent about like, oh, you know, the whole thing here is you're soft on child porn. Mm-hmm. She's soft on child porn is the line of attack that was really coming out today, because she was like, you know, her whole thing is like, you're softer on some people who are spreading child porn than others. She's like, well, no, I'm looking at cases and I'm differentiating that there are not every child porn case is the same. And without the senators actually saying what it was, you know, she was mentioning, she's like, in one case, the defendant was 18 and was sharing pictures with a federal agent. And that's how they got this person. And In that sense, I determined this person to not be, you know, the kind of danger to children that might come along with the maximum sentencing. On the other hand, if you look how I charge somebody who is like a person exploiting children straight up in their own family, that's a completely different case. And so I look at that and I take it all into account as a mother, as just a person who's generally mortified by such terrible crimes. Yeah.
And sounds soft, Miles. Sounds soft.
Yeah. No, and that's all they could do. And again, because that's all you have to ring the panic alarm, whether Satan or otherwise, when you have really nothing on, like, in terms of the facts. So then John Cornyn was also trying his best. He's like, you called Donald Rumsfeld and George Bush war criminals. And she was like, huh? I'm not sure what. He's like, when you were defending people at Gitmo. So when after they went to a lunch break, they came back. Dick Durbin was clarifying that they were talking about somebody who was being tortured and being detained indefinitely, which were war crimes, you know,
be like, right.
So, and that's my defense for my client in this instance. I wasn't be like, I didn't go on a fucking podcast, you know,
right.
And say
and
this
just
shit.
Like haul off and call them war criminals. Like, yeah. For instance, so, I'm about to do, because they are both war criminals.
Yeah.
Based on the preponderance of evidence.
With preponderance of my eyes looking at things over the last few years. But so that was kind of the pace of it. And you had, you know, obviously on the Democratic side, like all these confirmation hearings, they use the time to kind of show the public how exceptional these people are and how much they should be there. And then they'd throw it to a Republican who would then be like, all right, so back to the child porn.
Right.
You're soft on crime, right? Because you have empathy.
Just repeat after me. I'm soft on crime.
On crime. How about that? Oh, so you're actually insubordinate.
She's
good.
Damn.
No, that's how John Cornyn, like the way he was trying to get her to almost be like, homophobia is enshrined in the Constitution, right? Like his weird, he's like, I want to nerd out with you real quick on the Constitution.
No.
Yeah, he said, I want to nerd out with you.
Shut the fuck up.
And then he was like, whenever she, you know, she was just unflappable and he couldn't get anything in, that towards the end, he just turned up. He was really calm. He was like, okay, what about this? Would you say that you're not a politician, that Supreme Court justices aren't politicians, et cetera, et cetera? She's like, no, I don't agree with that. And when he basically couldn't get any gotcha moments, his last question was like, I got a minute and 48 seconds. I got to ask, why would you call Donald Rumsfeld and George W. Bush war criminals? And she's like, huh? And they're like, that's your time. And he's like, fuck. It's like so bad. You're like, and it's even harder to watch when you watch these, like these old crusty white men who are hell bent on making discrimination like enshrined into law, question somebody who is so fucking qualified. There's just so many layers of disgustingness to it. But they had a very hard time dealing with a qualified Supreme Court nominee.
It seems like most of the time when it's a Democratic nominee, you're watching very smart people deal with people who are like many, like they probably have to do some manner of training that is similar to like the training done by people who educators of like preschool children, just to be like, okay, here's how you talk at their level. You have to like sit down, you have to address them like this. And then, but I guess that doesn't really hold for Brett Kavanaugh, who just repeated, "I like beer," over and over again.
Yeah. And that was his defense to credible claims of assault, was, "I like beer."
Yeah. "I like beer."
Okay.
But he was mad. So that's how we knew they won that, whatever the fuck it was.
He went, that wasn't him being emotional.
Right.
Which is another attack we like to levy against women because of the misogynistic nature of this body. But yeah, it was all, you know, a lot of swings and misses. So I'm sure they'll go back to the drawing board and try and figure out some other way to smear her.
Hashtag Disney walkout is trending because LGBTQ people and allies employed by the Walt Disney Company are staging a walkout today in protest of Florida's parental rights and education bill, which is, you know, more colloquially known as the Don't Say Gay bill.
Yeah. I mean, this is after Disney put out that forceful statement that said, "We're so against this stuff.
In our movies, but not in who we take money for or give our money to."
Well, let's not get into that. But that was really like, they really came with nothing. And like a lot of these articles discussing this have just talked about the culture within Disney already just being like a very like, don't ask, don't tell kind of vibe, even in corporate culture within the company. So,
Jesus.
Yeah.
The fuck year is it?
I don't know.
We don't know. Kylie Jenner has fixed wolves. Wolf. Wasn't that a thing Kanye tweeted? "I'm going to fix wolves." When he was making.
Before Pablo, right?
Yeah. Well, he's making Pablo. Haunting vocal. But Kylie Jenner revealed that her son's name is no longer Wolf because she and Travis Scott just really didn't feel like it was him. And the post on Instagram is kind of funny. She said, "FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore. Smiley, sweaty."
It's a sweating one. It's like the
sweating. "We just really didn't feel like it was him. Just wanted to share because I keep seeing Wolf everywhere." Yeah, because that's what you named your child.
Your fucking son.
That's, yeah. I think Wolf is a cool fucking name, but like, it's just funny that to be
you
like,
you think Wolf is a cool fucking name?
I do.
If you had another child and I think Wolf, you'd say, let's come on, Wolf O'Brien.
No, but that's not me. That's not, in terms of wild names that like celebrities give their kids, I think Wolf is cool.
Okay, Wolf Blitzer, whatever. I just don't think Wolf is a good name. I understand why they're not feeling it, because how do you even like make it diminutive? You know what I mean?
Wolfie.
Then that's Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Okay, that's what they call Mozart and Amadeus. Whenever I hear Wolfie, I just think of the movie Amadeus, because that's how old I am.
Yeah, I don't even think of that movie at all.
I'm fucked, man. I'm like, Wolfie from Amadeus, man. That doesn't track.
It's just a funny point of view to occupy, to be like, I keep seeing people call this kid Wolf. I had to speak up. And it's like, yeah, that's what you told him his name was.
Okay, what's his name now? I don't know. I think we're gonna call him like Brett.
Brett.
It just doesn't feel right. It just wasn't him. It's a baby. I think what it was is it wasn't rolling off the tongue like you thought it was going to feel.
Wolf.
Yeah, you're like, Wolf, hey, where's Wolf?
Wolf.
Wolf.
Little teen Wolf, anyone? Look, the part where he's in class and...
Jack, don't expose that we're time travelers from the 80s who learned how to podcast and know
Wolf,
nothing.
Wolf, 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 Wolf. Scott!
Anyway, good luck with the naming.
Yeah. You
know, sure, you're
naming a kid is hard. Like we had our youngest did not have a name for a couple days.
I was gonna ask about that, you know, because a friend of mine is about to have a kid too, and I was like, what's the timeline when the kid is born where they're like, yo, you gotta put something down on this fucking paper. What is the name?
Yeah, you gotta do it before you leave the hospital. So I guess we spent over 24 hours trying to make up our mind. And
okay,
the name we went with was not even like top 10 when we started the process. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's a
little peek into the life of the O'Brien.
That's right. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And just like that, they renewed the Sex and the City. I think this show is mainly getting by on the fact that people like to write headlines with "and just like that" in them.
Exactly. I mean, it got renewed. I think it was predictable because was a show that had the Sex and the City crew, and it didn't do terribly performance wise. Although most people like hate watched it for certain parts. I certainly did. I was like, oh, I guess I'll check back in with the girls, see what's happening. but yeah, they renewed it. I just can't believe I was getting so like Rick rooting against everybody in the show as I watched it. And I'm right. Like, but then I'm like, ah, I guess I'll have to watch season 2. Like, I don't know where the fuck my head is at with all this. But
like, what ends up happening? Does Miranda get any help with her issues that she seems to be having with like drinking?
I feel like they left that one kind of hanging.
Got it. Damn, that's called a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Lola, the Lollapalooza lineup was announced. Lala, I guess is how that's pronounced. And get ready, hold on to your butts,
people,
the elderly, because Metallica and Green Day are headliners.
Dashboard Confessionals also on that lineup.
Dua Lipa, J. Cole, Doja Cat, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Baby.
Yeah. They got it. It's, I don't know. This one really made me feel like old because like I knew some of the people and then other people I'm like, what? Who? But not enough drawing power for me, to be honest. Panthers is, I would see a lot of, I mean, there are a lot of artists I would check out. Like I'd really like to see Pink Panthers live, but you know, local natives, they're performing. Like, come on now. What year are we in? Mm. I mean, no disrespect, but I mean like this is like a real retrospective in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Do you recognize in any of the tiny names, Jack? Cause that's how I test my hipness. Because, you know, in like these lineups, the smaller the name gets, typically the more like indie or like up and coming they are. Do you know any of the tiny names?
Mills? I'm thinking of Patty Mills from, let me see. Nope. None of those two bottom crews. Let's see.
Peter nope. Cottontail?
I don't think so. I mean, I know that children's book.
Bucky Cheds?
Bucky Cheds, okay. Everybody knows Bucky Cheds.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Brian is also pointing out there is an act called ATLians, and I'm like, who is that, and is that sanctioned?
Yeah, I mean, they seem like they're probably influenced by Outkast. They're like, we just love the show Atlanta, and we just wanted to capture that vibe. Anyway.
Exposed myself. An old person.
Special guest Jane's Addiction. I've heard of them. So
who'd have thought?
Big Sean's still recording. Glass Animals, yeah. I've heard of them. Charlie XCX.
Well, that's up high, Jack. That's up high with the big names.
Oh boy. Yeah, Bucky Cheds. That's the only one. But I know everything about Bucky Cheds. So
love Bucky Cheds. Big B Cheds fans out here.
And that is somebody's favorite artist, and they are going to get my mentions and yell at me, and I welcome it. Let's talk about Amanda Bynes. Her 9-year-long conservatorship was terminated, which is 4 months after Britney Spears' high-profile conservatorship was abolished. So seems like we're moving in the right direction on that whole thing of the abuse of... laws meant for the elderly and people and suffering from dementia. Yeah.
You know who Bucky Cheds is, Jack?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny. It's actually the goalkeeper. I'm sorry. I say goaltender, the goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Garrett Sparks. He DJs under the pseudonym DJ Bucky Cheds.
Yeah, dude. What are you talking about? Of course, okay, I know never that. Mind. Why are you telling me something that I already know and think is totally normal and found it so normal and not like I'm having a aneurysm of some sort that I didn't even mention that it's the goaltender for the
the Golder. It's the Golder from the Toronto Maple Leaf.
All right, let's take a look inside the Oscar swag bags, shall we?
Oh yeah, peep in there.
So Distinctive Assets is the company that puts these together, and they are celebrating 20 years of giving out some of the most distinctive and, life-changing experiences to the most famous people in the world. So what they do, they put together bags for 25 top nominees in acting and directing categories. So this year's list includes Nicole Kidman, Steven Spielberg, Denzel Washington, Jessica Chastain, all the people who need this
things.
Shit.
Yeah.
And these gift bundles are each apparently worth a nebulous and infuriating six figures. This is according to the AV Club, just did a great write-up of this that I'm just kind of going through here. But I do want to just come through with a description of some of the things.
Please come all the way through.
Okay. Top 25 recipients will reportedly receive Gold Fleck infused olive oil.
Great.
Free vacations at Scottish castles.
What?
Free vacations at $10,000 spas. So spas that presumably cost $10,000 just to go
Jesus.
To.
Jesus.
Complimentary plastic surgery.
Oh, God.
I feel like none of these people are using. So this is just for their rich friends. I'm assuming.
Right. They're like, hey, Nicole, let me get that free plastic surgery.
You think Nicole Kidman is using a free plastic surgeon?
She'd almost be, they'd have to be, yeah. Or you'd maybe? Be offended. You'd be right. Like, why the fuck are you giving me this shit?
It's probably like Cool Sculpting or some fucking monstrous shit like that. Bottles of some shit called spermidine.
Oh. What I'm sorry, is that almond flavored sperm? No, what's
Am I
this out of touch with shit? That's like some new baller shit people are drinking. Spermidine?
Spermidine Life is a dietary supplement, dude. Come on, bro. Catalyzes the formation from putrescine.
Right. That's right.
This all sounds like bullshit. There's also a bottle of some avocado oil that normally costs $200 for 8.5 ounces. But before you roll your eyes, I saw that,
yeah,
Miles.
$200 avocado oil. Uh-oh.
Don't do it because, listen,
all the way back.
This avocado oil promises to lift the oxidative burden at the cellular level.
Oh, I'm sorry, spermidine or avocado oil for $200. I forget what it was, but I didn't realize you were here to lift the oxidative burden at the cellular level.
I mean, I'm going to tell you one thing.
I look like shit because I haven't lifted the burden of oxidation at the cellular level?
No, I tell you that off mic.
Yeah.
On mic, I will tell you the only other thing that has lifted the oxidative burden at the cellular level for me is Bucky Cheds and his smooth-ass beats. And then the AV Club gives the award for like the shittiest thing, although this seems like it's just another one. A hand soap purportedly designed to clean both your dirty hands and your jewelry at the same time.
Oh, fuck.
Shinery. Like, that's the only one that doesn't sound to me absolutely crazy.
Yeah, like, it's like, sure, okay, it's a two-in-one.
Right.
I'm always saying, right after I finish my shift as an auto mechanic, and I have just grease all over my hands and my you know, VS2 diamond-studded bracelet, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, I wish I could do both at the same time. I got all these damn diamond rings on. I got all this fucking work grime on my hands. Where's the product for both?
Are the people on that list, is Steven Spielberg, is Nicole Kidman really attracted to olive oil infused with gold flecks? That seems right.
This is a marketing company that uses like these products get in there because then you can have a write-up that says my product was gifted to the likes of Nicole Kidman, which she immediately gave to an assistant who used it.
Right.
That's what all this shit is in the end. Like, it's just to, you know, now you're like, these products become relevant because they're in the swag bag. Before that, if I was talking about spermidine, I'd be getting thrown out of a supermarket. So yeah. I don't know. You know, that's what I'm just like, sure, give them $200 oil that one person's going to use.
As the writer points out, the founder of DA, Distinctive Assets, who put these bags together, Lash Ferry, has kind of put it all into perspective. So like, while some of the stuff might seem strange, they, in their statement about these bags, said, "We are humbled to be commemorating two decades of curating a specialty gift bag that has become a global pop culture phenomenon. We are not only celebrating these incredible nominees, but also a return to normalcy in a post-pandemic world." And that is what normalcy means to me.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is absolute. Talk about people who have jettisoned themselves from the day-to-day reality of people. Like, I'm sorry, your bag of expensive shit is restoring the balance of our realities?
Okay. Yeah. I feel alive again. I feel like I'm back in the old times.
I was so disheartened by this you know, the wars that are happening, the this rampant
Lollapalooza announcement.
Yeah, that was fucking me up. Rampant inequality, pay gaps. But now that I know that Nicole Kidman will get free surgery that she won't use, I can exhale, you know, and I can just feel like
breathe with us.
Everything's right. You're right. Thank you. I'm sorry, distinctive assholes. Disgusting assholes. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Distinctive assholes. Bye.
Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.